Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Howdy, everybody. Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. I'm back. And I didn't want to come back. I had such a great week. I had such a great vacation. I can't even begin to tell you how fun it was. So there you go. So we're doing a psychic free-for-all, which means if you got a question on anything at all, call me at 877-230-3062. Again, the number 877-230-3062. And I'm happy to plug on in for you. I had a week off, so I can plug in even bigger than before. Imagine. So got a little shout out here. First of all, happy birthday to my mom. It's my mom's birthday today. I know she's listening. I love you, Mom. Happy birthday. And happy birthday to my dear friend, Susie. Happy, 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 happy girl. Taking her out to lunch on Wednesday. So there you go. A big, huge, massive shout out to the entire Cardin, Hanson, Nalder, and Williams clan in Idaho and Utah. I really want to thank you all for an extraordinary time, for making me feel incredibly welcome. It was just beyond fun, and we definitely were not ready to come home. we were gonna make a loop back to Pocatello and start all over again. Oh, man. All righty. Got some classes coming up. Teaching again. Took a little bit of a break over the summer, ready to ratchet that back up again. The Living on a Prayer workshop series. This is pretty amazing. This class, it's running two Saturdays. They're all day long, August 28th and September 11th. It's a two-part workshop that is at the location that I teach in Linwood. And then we have the Magical Course in Tarot, my tarot class, which is a ton of fun. That is also an all-day event. That will be Saturday, October 2nd. Both of those classes will be at the Linwood location. Full details, go to my website, michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. And you can register for those classes by emailing me at michelle@michellemorgan.org. Or you can call 425-397-7559 to register. Tons of fun. Would love to see you. Really psyched to teach again. It's been a few months, and I have such a passion, especially for the Living on a Prayer workshop series. That's just divine. So would love to have you in that. Let's see, what else do I need to talk about? Rate this show. Go to the host page on contacttalkradio.com. On the right hand side, you can click on the iTunes icon to subscribe to the show, and then that gives us info about who all is listening, and it's pretty cool to know those numbers. And then you can also rate the show. Let us know what you think. If you haven't had a chance to hear all the shows and you want to just sit in front of your computer and listen nonstop to every episode, have a Living on a Prayer marathon, so to speak, you can access the archives at michellemorgan.org on the media page. Have a link that takes you directly to another site called FeedBurner, and you can pick and choose whichever shows you want to listen to. And I would really appreciate it if you could get other people interested in this show, and you can email them specific shows, or you can share these shows on your Facebook page if you have one. So that's pretty cool. And also, if there is a topic that you'd like me to cover on the show, I would really appreciate you letting me know. You can send me an email off of my website, or you can shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. In fact, next week, the show has been inspired by a listener, so it's very, very fun for me to have that have those inspirations. I love covering things that you guys want to hear about. So, I think it's time for our metaphysical critter of the week, because that's just so much fun. Barb?
Oh, definitely. I'd like to know the critter this week.
Yeah. Have you had any penguin sightings in the last 2 weeks?
Always. Across the room.
Yeah. I'm not kidding you. It's amazing. So we were driving out of town on Monday, right? Cruising along, radio blasting. What pulls up right next to us? A great big freaking truck for penguin windows. Not kidding you. Yep. I've never seen one of those. I mean, I've seen the penguin window advertisement, so I've never seen the truck.
And I've heard it, too.
Yeah. Never seen the truck before. Right there. Big as life. So there you go. So let's take a look at our animal spirit guide for the week. These are, again, from the book Animal Spirit Guides by Dr. Stephen D. Farmer, who happens to have a show on this very station. 4 p.m. on Thursdays, Earth Magic Radio with Dr. Stephen Farmer. He is a groovy dude. This is, seriously, one of my all-time favorite books. Not kidding you. In fact, the spine is starting to break on it because I'm always using it. So here's the critter of the week. And by the way, here's how I do this. I do something that's called book scrying. Those of you who don't know what that means, you take a book, any book. You can do this with a dime store novel. Not kidding you. Hold it in your hands, ask a question, and open it. And whatever page, whatever paragraph your eyes land on, there's a message there. You want to know what's really fun to do? Use the dictionary for that. Oh, that's crazy fun. You can do an entire, like, freaking reading by asking questions and looking things up in the dictionary. Wild. So here's who popped up for this week. Gecko. Okay, so now you know that no matter what television show you're watching over the course of this week, you're going to see a Geico commercial. You're going to have to. And the gecko with the groovy little British accent. He's the cutest little thing in the world. So here's what gecko means. Pay close attention to your dreams. Record them in a dream journal and spend a few minutes each morning contemplating and writing about their meaning. When you're in the midst of a conflict, be clear with your communication and strong about what you are and are not willing to do. Now, I know a couple of people off the top of my head who need that little message. And you all know who you are. When you've tried and tried to get through to someone or resolve a problem and it's not working, it's best to detach and move away from the situation. That's appropriate, too, I know, for several people. Don't hesitate to speak up if you have something to say, and don't automatically hold back for fear of others' disapproval. Regarding the task or project you're involved in, stick with it to completion no matter how you're feeling. You'll reap rewards when you're done. And finally, singing or chanting will be very healing for you. So I find that kind of fascinating, since I thought geckos were quiet. I didn't realize that they were such vocal little critters. But anyway, but of course, the Geico gecko is incredibly vocal. So doesn't that make sense? You know, there's a method to the madness in the world. It all has symbology. So there you go, gecko. I want to hear reports of gecko sightings. Okay, so Facebook me. Email me, call me, whatever. I want to know. I want to know how the gecko shows up this week. So there you go. I also, we're going to get to the phone lines here in a moment because we have Susan hanging on there. So hang on there, darling. Barbie, don't let me forget to do something, okay? Can you remind me of something when we come back from break? Okay. She said yes, folks. She just doesn't have her mic on. She's busy running around doing crazy things. I have some very cool prayers that I would like to give out that just really feel very appropriate to kind of the overall energy that we're dealing with. And you had actually asked me a question earlier about that. Like, what's going on still? Well, still, despite the fact that Saturn changed, thank you, God, we're still ratcheting up that whole Grand Cross T-square thing in the sky. So it's intense. Energy's really intense. This whole month it's going to be intense. But remember, kids, a couple weeks back I read you something out of some astrology things that I'd found online and from Mr. Mark Dodich that talks about what to do with this energy. And the energy is truly about absolute change, changing all the things that don't serve us anymore and stepping into truth, authenticity, etc. Very new agey to talk about. It really is. It's like, oh, it's time to live your truth. What the heck is your truth? Well, that's what you got to figure out. And so it's a pivotal time frame. And I think the fear that comes up for everyone is we don't know what the new thing is going to look like. You know, when there's a paradigm shift, you don't know what the new paradigm is. That's pretty scary stuff. So what's the most important factor? Class? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? G-O-D. It's the God thing. That's the most important thing. So that's, to me, the ultimate reason for everything that's going on the planet right now. It's like, you know what? You're either in the God camp or you're not. And if you're not, you best be finding your way into the God camp. Because otherwise, I don't know how anybody's going to make it. I really don't. And I'm not being dramatic or facetious. I'm serious. It's a pretty crazy time. But the rewards are off the charts. And that's the other thing. I've gotten a couple of emails from people who recently landed these jobs they were trying to get. I know. And in this, I mean, seriously, when that seems to be the big freaky thing for everybody, like, oh, it's so hard to get a job. Two emails and my dear sister, Rox, future sister, Roxanne, just landed an amazing job. Very proud of you, Missy, by the way. So, yeah, it's happening, but you got it. You got to have the faith. That's the piece that matters the most. So anyway, it's all possible, kids. Everything's possible. We're going to take a short break. I've just been instructed to take a short break by my producer. She wants to play a song. That's the whole point. So she's feeling musically deprived, apparently. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Susan in Wisconsin. You're listening to Living Under Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Don't go away.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret, remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Now is your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-230-3062. Call in with your questions or thoughts and talk with the host and their guest. Again, that number is 877-230-3062.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
I'm going up the country, babe, don't you want to go? I'm going up the country, babe, don't you want to go? Take you to some place I've never been before. I'm going where I'm going, where the water tastes like wine.
Woo! All right, party down. I told you she was dying to play a song. Now I know why. I know I've said this before, but I'm not kidding you, everybody. I would give anything to have cameras and so you could see Barb in the studio when these songs are playing. She's the cutest thing in the world. She can lip sync like probably nobody I've ever known. So You know, and she does the whole little dance thing. It's pretty fun. We have a pretty good darn time here. So before we go to the phone lines, Susan, hang in there one more minute, baby girl. I want to give out these prayers because I was compelled to put these together. Remember, the prayers that I give out 99.9% of the time come from Catherine Ponder and Florence Scovel Shinn, two amazingly brilliant women. And here they are. I think these are very appropriate for everybody in light of what's going on the planet. First one, I fully and freely release the past and present. I loose it and let it go. I let go and let God's perfect good manifest in me and for me through all these changes. Only good shall come from this experience of change. That's a powerful one. Next one's short and sweet. I grow along with my good. I flow along with my good. Another short and sweet one. Divine love is doing its perfect work in me and through me now. That one is really good for relationship issues, obviously. But also really good for anything you're trying to manifest, because divine love is the ultimate attractor. And finally, one of the most powerful short and sweet statements, I have faith that this too shall pass. If you're going through something really challenging, say that one 150 times a day if you need to, and it will help, I promise you. All righty, darlings. Oh, and I will, of course, post those on my Facebook fan page. Susan in Wisconsin on line one, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Hi. My husband passed away a few years ago, and I'm wondering if you're able to pick up on any messages or guidance he might have for me.
You betcha. What was he astrologically?
Capricorn.
Okay. And what are you?
Scorpio.
Scorpio girl. All right.
What is January? Isn't that?
Yeah, that's okay. A cap. Yeah. Yep, you bet. So, I'm sorry for your loss, honey. 2 years is not very long for that kind of an experience. Well, interestingly enough, first of all, we're going to do two things here. We're going to get some information from him for you through your guides. And we're also going to talk about you. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing that comes up very strongly is that you are not connected to your own abilities and your own power right now. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I'm trying.
I know. But is does it feel, are you feeling like there's something that's kind of getting in the way, or are you feeling stifled? Yeah. There's two reasons for that. One is literally energetically. I wouldn't be surprised if you are being very specifically affected by the planets and their shenanigans right now. So it might be a good time to actually have an astrological consultation done, just so you can see kind of what's going on, what the transits are, and how you are being affected, because that's extremely helpful to know sometimes that it really is like an external energy and not just quote-unquote you. So that might be a good thing to do. And the other reason is I think that you're this loss that you've experienced feels to me like is a pinnacle of a number of losses. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel very strongly like you have not allowed yourself to fully process those other losses. And so this one is made even more challenging because it's going to draw to the surface these other things that you've been holding on to. So the challenge, obviously, honey, is, and it's interesting because we did talk, a couple shows ago about the grief process, and
I listened to it.
Are you the one that suggested that?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Therefore, I listened.
You coy little thing, you. I'm so glad that we're talking, because I really, sweetheart, I really appreciated the inspiration. And in fact, you have inspired next week's show as well. So it's, you know, this is really a pivotal time for you. And this goes to the whole global thing of whatever's not serving us can no longer be held on to. And we've got two choices in that. It's either going to get exploded or ripped out of us, or we're going to volunteer to expedite the process. I personally recommend highly to everyone listening that you expedite the process, because trust me when I tell you, having it ripped out of you is not a good time. It's not a good time typically in any of it, but have, when the universe has to force the issue, I oftentimes tell people, you know, we all have to hit bottom as human beings before we're going to change. That's part of the process. It's appropriate to choose the bottom that you're going to hit. And so this process, this grief process for you is really powerful. It's really powerful. I can't emphasize this more. I'm going to use an example from my own life, and it might seem, you know, a little minor comparatively speaking to what you're experiencing, but grief is grief. And I had an amazing German Shepherd who was an extraordinary animal, and he was my constant companion, literally never 5 feet away from me. I had him for 7 years, and he died very tragically. It was a horrific death. And back in those days, I was very much in my shadow warrior, very much handling my life from the masculine. So the day Sammy died, I took his body to the vet, had them dispose of his body, went home immediately, cleaned up, vacuumed all the dog hair, put all of his toys, bowls, leashes, everything in a box, and stored it in the garage, and was done with it. Done with it. Didn't cry. Called a few people who loved Samson and informed them that he died. And I cried a little bit, but I was so freakishly stoic. Looking back on that now, I'm just stunned by it because I have grown so much since that time frame. So fast forward about 6 weeks to 2 months later, I'm driving home. I was a musician at the time. I'm driving home from a gig very late at night, and I hit a cat that ran in front of me. And I lost it like I've never lost it before. And I could not stop crying for weeks. I couldn't stop crying. And when I finally got a grip on what was actually being grieved, it wasn't just the loss of my dog. It was the loss of my grandfather when I was 13. It was the loss of a number of people that I had known and loved who had died. And it was overwhelming, the process that I had to go through. I was really grateful when I, you know, finally got a hold of it and worked through it. But that's what happens, is those things that we think we are quote unquote getting over are just stored in our systems. They're stored in our physical bodies as toxins. They're stored in our emotional bodies, and they will come to the surface at some point. If we don't honor them and choose to experience them and give them voice, they will find a way to get our attention. And so that's the number one message here for you. Are you dealing with any kind of health stuff, Susan?
Health?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's coming up really strongly as something that I'm going to flag big time. Big time. Not even a yellow flag. I'm going to put a red flag on this one. Not going to be dramatic about it, and everything's choice, but I would tell you, you're going to want to take a look at this. It's directly tied to you containing your grief process. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And sweetie, I'm not saying, you know, come on, chick, get a grip. Cause I know how hard this stuff is. And I see it pretty much weekly with clients. And it seems to me very appropriately, like everyone that I'm talking to is going through a loss of some sort, whether it's the loss of a loved one, the loss of a job, the loss of security, the loss of faith, the loss of themselves. Everybody's dealing with loss. It's appropriate. That's what this change is all about. We're losing the things that no longer fit where we're headed. And that can be really challenging when it's actually a relationship or it's an actual person. It seems so unfair. It's kind of like, you know, that's when we want to shake our fist at God and demand to understand what the big plan is. And you're going to know. I promise you that. God doesn't withhold that information. He just allows us to have our process first before he gives us the information. So there's this huge opportunity for you, just absolutely massive, more than you've ever had before. Can I ask how old you are?
59.
Okay. You're also coming into a very pivotal time frame chronologically for a woman. You are entering the crone phase. Women hate that word. It's so funny. It has such, you know, in our society, such a seemingly negative connotation. But the crone phase is the essence of wisdom. And it's the time when a woman can transcend the more material human plane and be much more in that spiritual nature. Now, that does not mean that she gives up her material world and is no longer interested in that and just, you know, is completely in the spiritual. That doesn't even make any sense. But it's a time when your spiritual nature can expand dramatically. The single thing, I promise you, that will prevent you from expanding into that is grief. And remember when we talked in that show that grief is the truest place where God can be the closest to you, because it's the egoless place. So if you think about that, that's that pivot point. You know, if you're hanging on and you're not allowing yourself to have that grief process, you're basically keeping that bank vault door shut in God's face, and he cannot participate in your life to the depth that you're being called to experience him. So tell me what you're doing for your spiritual self right now.
I listen to you.
Oh, baby girl. Are you? I'm hugging you. Can you feel it? You're such a sweetheart.
I don't know what a hug feels like anymore, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. There's such a tremendous sense of isolation here for you that feels very physical in nature, but also very emotional and psycho-spiritual in nature. You're Scorpio, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so guess what? You're going to take things to the absolute, you know, nth degree. Scorpios do everything in a really, really deliciously big way, and that's a blessing and a curse, like everything. Mm-hmm. So that's part of this as well. And I'm also getting very clearly that there's some humongous trust issues for you. Like, you've reached out through this process to some people and have really not gotten the support you needed. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of what happened.
Yeah. So that doesn't help at all, does it?
No.
I mean, the first thing the feminine's going to do when she opens up and she gets rejected, she's going to shut down. I mean, that's a no-brainer. So, but this is why I harp so much on the ultimate relationship you have to have, no matter what's going on in your life, is that intimate connection to God. He is the masculine force that can be the truest for you. So as a feminine being, you have to cultivate that so you can feel safe to open up, because human beings are going to let you down. It's just the way of it, you know? We have those expectations that the people that love us the most or that we love the most should be there for us the most. And unfortunately, they're usually the ones that let us down the most, because they're, you know, they're seeing the world through their filters and their beliefs and all that other gobbledygook. It's very complex. Human beings are extraordinarily complex and freakishly simple. So the God thing comes up really strongly here for you. And my sense is, honey, you gotta have a little sit down with God, and you gotta let him know how pissed off you are. Does that make sense?
He must know.
Well,
he knows
might.
Everything, right?
Well, yes, and yeah. No, you're right. That's a great point. He does know. He absolutely knows everything. Have you told him? Have you expressed your anger to God?
No.
Why not?
Because it's just something I needed to get past.
Well, you're not going to get past it until you feel it. And the one you're mad at is God. Correct me if I'm wrong here.
Well, I was originally. I don't know that I still am.
Okay.
I think I have no feelings about it one way or the other. I mean, I guess, it is what it is, and my complaining to him about it isn't going to help.
Yes, it is. Okay, so you said you're listening to me. That's what you're doing spiritually. So you're going to have to do what I say then, aren't you?
Yeah. I'll give it a try.
Okay, I'm serious. This, because here's I'm being slightly facetious with you, but here's the truth of it. You have not truly expressed your anger to God. And I'm not talking about complaining to God. And you know what? If you got to complain to God every 5 minutes, then do that. In fact, it does help. It doesn't matter what you say to God. If you're having a conversation with God, you're connected to him. That's the whole point of all of it. And I'll guarantee you, from what I'm looking at here, this is part of the trust issues. You don't trust that you can have that kind of a connection with God. Is that fair?
Correct.
Okay. You don't trust that it's appropriate to rage at God. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So guess what? Get rid of those ideas for now, even if you have to fake getting rid of them. Just, I'm giving you permission to throw those in the garbage can for a week. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay. And I want you to literally sit down, and I want you to, you know, scream a blue streak if you need to. But you have to, do not clean it up for God. Okay. Because the only way that he can help you, sweetheart, is if you allow yourself to actually feel what you're feeling. And complaining isn't feeling. Complaining is just lip service. Feeling is really emoting and expressing. And it's a little complicated to describe. It's a whole polarity thing. There's a lot to it. But the basic thing that I'm getting at here is we can cry our eyes out on a daily basis and still not feel. Because we're not allowing ourselves to admit, honor, acknowledge, and express to the ultimate source what we're actually feeling. And you're angry at your husband too, and that's understandable. Okay? That's part of the grief process. But who you're truly, bottom line, really ticked off at is God. And that's completely appropriate, necessary for your healing. Bring it to him, honey. Bring it to him. Give it to him. He can take it, trust me. And he wants it. He wants it from you because that's the only way he's going to get in there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to give you, I'm going to have a little chit chat with your sweet husband here for a second. What was his name?
Jim.
Oh, man. Okay. So this is so great. So the first card up the last time, the whole last thing that we talked about, the first card up was the High Priestess. That's you. That's you. Extremely powerful, but also the shadow side of the High Priestess is that she can be very, very shut down and unattached, basically. So guess what the first card up this time is?
High Priestess.
Exactly. And that is a message from Jim. And he's literally just kind of shaking his head at you a little bit because he's very, very clear about how powerful you are. And he finds it kind of fascinating that you're not clear about it. Does that make sense to you?
That I'm not what?
That you're not clear about your power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When he was here, he just always said that I didn't realize how strong I am or whatever.
Yeah. Well, he's actually, the image that I have of him is he's kind of got his head cocked a little bit. He's got this little bit of a bemused grin on his face. He's kind of shaking his head slightly, looking at you like, girl, you know, what can I say? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, he did that a lot.
Yeah. Well, he's a sweetheart. I love his energy. Here's the thing that strikes me the strongest about Jim is that he had a tremendous passion for what was right. Does that make sense to you? Like there was a real justice thing for him?
Correct.
What did he do for a living?
He had his own business.
Oh, not surprised. Anyway, he comes up not... Surprisingly, you're the High Priestess. He comes up as the Magician. Those two are perfectly mated in the tarot. The level of power is very equal in that relationship. There was such a passion in him, and the point of him leaving is fascinating to me, just from an astrological standpoint and what's been going on planetarily. My sense of Jim is that there was a very specific process for him in that leaving so that he could be out of his limited human self and be able to have a bigger influence energetically. Does that make sense to you?
Wow, that's something to think about.
Okay. Was his death sudden?
Well, it 9 months.
Oh, that's pretty quick.
Yeah,
that's pretty quick. So, bottom line, darling girl, was Jim in the military?
Yes.
Okay. Well, guess what? So, what's the highest rank in the military? I don't know that. What is it?
I don't know.
Sergeant, general? Corporal, general, something, yeah. Major general, something huge. Well, guess what? Guess what he's doing right now? The man's
playing soldier.
Oh, heck yeah. The man's got it. The man's got an army underneath him right now. And he's extremely organized, pretty laid back about it. But if things are not running according to plan, boy, does he make the soldiers hop to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You know, prior to him owning his own business, he actually worked in a factory.
Oh, I am.
And in the department in which he worked, he always tried to, you know, make the guys put their stuff away where it belonged.
Yeah.
He had a sign that said, I'm not your mother. Clean up after yourself.
Well, believe me, sweet pea, he's still doing that same magical thing, only it's on a very, very grand scale right now. So it's been really difficult, all of the losses that have gone on in the planet in the last number of years. And it is directly linked to the fact that the planet's going through this massive change. This paradigm shift requires consciousness in the humans that are here, but even more so, this incredible energetic connection to the ones on the other side. There's a literal bridge between you and Jim, and that is, in fact, helping the process on this planet like you can't even imagine right now. And that doesn't, you know, that's not to say, so, you know, don't be sad because it's a good thing. Of course you're going to be sad, for crying out loud. There's nothing worse than losing somebody that you love. But if you can, in your grief process, please also hold to the fact that there's a bigger thing going on here and that you have a role to play in that, and that your relationship with Jim, as you allow that grief process, you're going to have that clearer connection psychically, energetically, spiritually, all of those things. And that's going to facilitate a lot, not only in your life, but in the lives of, you know, potentially thousands and thousands of people on this planet. So it's a hard thing, you know, it's a hard thing to wrap your brain around. There's gifts in everything, and there's just incredible pain and the truth of loss. And you have to let yourself have that. You absolutely have to let yourself have that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what are you going to do over the course of this next week, babe?
I'm going to yell at God.
Amen. I am so proud of you. I can't see straight. So will you get back to me and let me know how that goes?
I will. I'll give it a try.
All right, sweetheart. You take care. I'm going to send you a ton of angels on this one, all right?
Thanks.
Thanks for calling, babe.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Awesome. All right. We're going to go to Nancy in Vermont. Nancy, you there?
Hello. Right.
Hi.
Here.
How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. I have a question, obviously.
Good. Ask
and
me.
And I knew that I should call you because when you mentioned your telephone number, I was able to write it down instantly and fluidly. And that doesn't usually happen with me and telephone numbers.
Awesome. Okay, well, there's your sign, babe.
Go through with that, yeah.
So what's going on?
Okay, what's going on? Well, my boyfriend and I are living apart right now.
Okay.
He's actually traveling right now.
Okay.
Which is fine. And we have been getting along like better than ever since we chose to do it this way.
Okay.
I have been working with him on his book project. On a self-published book. Mm-hmm. For the last 3 years.
Okay.
And the first year devoted lots of time and lots of travel, lots of energy.
Mm-hmm.
to helping him get interviews and get the book into bookstores and so on and so on.
Okay.
And the second year, it was just I had to concentrate on my freelance work, you know, just to keep the house,
yeah.
You know, have a place to live and so on and so on.
You bet.
So now we're in the third year. The book has not taken off the way anybody would dream.
Okay.
You know, it could take off.
Right.
Which might be typical, you know. It's like maybe only one out of how many newly published books actually becomes a really good seller.
Right.
But still, it's a damn fine book. It really is.
Right.
Very, very, very good. We want to try one more effort. And for some reason, I just want to talk to somebody. I want to talk to you, Michelle.
Okay.
should I, you know, how much effort should I devote to this now?
It's a great question. Tell me what you are astrologically.
Oh, Virgo.
Virgo girl. Okay. And what is your boyfriend's first name?
Doug.
So, tell me if this makes any sense to you. There's a little bit of a feeling, there's two things I'm picking up on. One is I feel like you've definitely put yourself on the back burner here, that you have, in fact, I think it's safe to say that you're probably not even on the stove right now. Is that?
I'm not even on the stove.
does that make sense to you, though?
Well, people tell me that. I mean, regardless, I do pursue my own interests.
Okay.
And follow my own path and so on and so on, but I do get exhausted doing it all.
Well, yeah, and so putting yourself on the back burner doesn't necessarily look on the outside like you're ignoring yourself, but it more has to do with energy, and for the feminine, it particularly has to do with emotion. So, you know, I think looking at this, and especially as a Virgo, you are going to be a very good little soldier, meaning you're going to be able to just soldier on and just do and, you know, just kind of grit your teeth and move forward. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
So the problem with that, I mean, everything has a blessing and a curse. The problem with that is that you are going to get yourself really strung out energetically, and you can be doing but not necessarily participating in something energetically. You're doing the footwork like the good little soldier, but your heart's not in it. And so that's part of what I'm sensing here. First, just off the top, is that that being strung out, and even the fact that, sweetie, the fact that you're questioning how much effort to put into this makes me want to tell you, take a big fat step back from this. And then the other thing that we need to talk about is the expectation that you have of what this is going to look like ultimately. And the fact that I think you are taking very Virgoan responsibility for what this is going to look like. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Could be. Yeah. I would like to see this venture, really proceed and really like burst into flower.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It's really great.
Yeah, absolutely. But tell me what your expectation of Doug is on this one.
Okay. Very good question.
Thank you for playing.
I hadn't thought about it in that view.
Yeah. What's the expectation?
Yeah. I think that we've pretty much undone unrealistic expectations. I think we've kind of done some work around that. You know, so that I'm really happy for Doug to be Doug, to be himself.
Okay,
you know,
but that's not my question, honey. What's your expectation of what Doug's going to do on this project?
Oh, that he will actually fulfill what he says he wants to do.
Okay,
is he fund Wisdom Workers with the massive sales of his wonderful book?
Okay, is he stepping up to that?
Yeah, he does as much as he can. He really does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So help me understand what you mean by he's doing as much as he can.
Oh, well, he transforms himself regularly on a regular basis. In the past 2 weeks, I have watched him quit smoking and drinking entirely, you know, which he hasn't done for 40 years of his life.
Okay.
And, you know, he does health things for himself and spiritual practice.
What's he doing specifically to get this project out there?
Oh, let me see. Not so much in the last few months.
Okay. So
he's kind of put it on the back burner.
Okay.
And now he's bringing it up onto the front burner and saying, and hey, are you going to help me again? Here's the next approach.
Okay. Then here's what I would tell you. And sweetheart, I am not kidding you. You can take this advice or leave it, honestly. Okay. But here's what I would advise you to do. I would advise you to stay the heck away from this project right now. And I would tell you to look that man in the eye and say, Dougie, I love you. I trust you. I know that you can absolutely get out there and rock this thing. And I am going to pray for you. I'm going to hold the vision and I'm going to watch you do it. That would be extremely powerful for two reasons. Number one, my sense is that there is some control issues here for you, meaning you want this to look a certain way, and that's a good thing. But that Virgo responsibility thing gets you caught up in feeling like you got to do it a certain way, it's got to look a certain way, it's got to happen a certain way, and if it doesn't, it's never going to happen, et cetera, et cetera. Does that make sense to you?
Could be.
Okay. All right, so that's part.
Yeah, I'll admit that much.
Thank you. I know that little bit of a tiptoe around that one, but we're just going to go with a big fat yes on the answer to that one. Okay, thank you.
All right.
So that's job one right there. Right there is your issue that has to be healed. Okay, so so you get a chance to bust that little pattern out of the running here by not stepping into that, by trusting your man. This is the whole polarity thing, all right? You cannot be in charge of this. This is his project. He's got to get it out there. And he has to face all the demons and all the dragons, and he has to be purposeful, focused, directed, and present in it. And it doesn't mean that he can't take a break once in a while, but the masculine doesn't put anything on the back burner. When they've got a goal, when they've got a purpose, they drive towards it relentlessly. They literally do not quit until they've reached the goal. And then they reassess and they create a new purpose and they go for that. All right? And so the problem is, being a powerful Virgo woman who has a lot of great ideas, a lot of creativity, a lot of passion, you're going to actually get in there and you're going to take the reins from him. And that's
What? I won't do that. Okay.
But energetically, energetically, that happens. Okay. And so that makes Doug, and what is Doug astrologically?
Cancer.
Oh, okay. Cancerian men on the shadow side are looking for a mother. They're looking for someone to do everything for them, to literally keep them in the womb. I'm not kidding you. So that's an energy that you have to understand is there intrinsically. And, you know, I'm not saying that he doesn't ever want to do anything. I'm just giving you some insight into what you're experiencing here. And the very, the very fact that you would be able to write down this phone number so fluently so that you could call me. You gotta understand that the question that you're asking is bigger than the question. Meaning you've got some aspect of you in there screaming to get out of this, screaming to take a break from this, focus on yourself and hand the reins over to your man. You get to, so here, bear with me for a second. I'm going to use some symbology for you to make my point. You get an opportunity, babe, to be the maiden who stands in the lists and the knight rides up to you before he goes out onto the battlefield to slay the dragon, and you lovingly tuck your kerchief under his armor and say, "Go get him, tiger. I totally trust you."
Mm-hmm.
You get to be that support. You get to be that love. You get to be that divine inspiration, that muse for him, but you do not shove him off the horse, jump on there, grab his weapons, and go slay the dragon for him.
Mm-hmm.
Nor do you follow him on another horse and point out the dragon. Okay? let him find it. Let him find it. Okay?
You know that I will find, you know, some way. Maybe I'll be in the tower with the telescope.
I guarantee you will.
Which direction.
It's total Virgo. Do you remember Roseanne Barr, the comedian?
Sure.
Remember when she used to do her stand-up thing, the domestic goddess thing, she used to do this whole little shtick about how women apparently have a homing device in their uterus because men are always asking them like where their socks are or whatever, you know, or where their car keys are. But but the point of that whole thing is, yes, you have the extraordinary ability as a feminine and as a Virgo to find the dragon. To be able to tell your man the perfect path, the perfect little stepping stones to get to where he needs to get to. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need that from you right now. He needs you to trust that he can find those stepping stones. Another analogy that's huge in our culture that's been turned into this, you know, ha-ha funny joke about the masculine is that, you know, men never ask for directions. And we talk about that in this really, you know, sort of condescending way. Here's why they don't. They're hardwired to find. They're hardwired to seek and you know, take care of things. And you're robbing them of that.
Mm-hmm. Explore, discover.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how he's going to find out what he's made of. So here's what you get to do, Cookie. You get to stay. I want you in that tower. I want you in the tower with the telescope. If I told you to get out of the tower and take the telescope away, you'd explode. So I want you to stay in the tower. Okay. I want you to have some really good snacks up there. Maybe a couple of, you know, great, I don't know, margaritas or whatever you drink. And I want you to hang out in the tower in the sunshine with the windows open with your telescope. And when you see where the dragon is, I want you to put the telescope down and I want you to pray. I want you to tell God to send his angels down to guide Doug to find that dragon and slay it with the most extraordinary panache and bravery and grace imaginable so that he can come back to you with the bloody head of the dragon and say, "See, how cool am I?" And you can say,
"Yeah.
I know you're cool. I knew you were going to do that. I'm so proud of you. I can't see straight."
Oh, yeah.
You take a step back from this. You take a step back from this and you pray for him and you tell him you trust that he can do this. Okay?
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
All right, baby. Good luck with this.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
you
I
have,
need it. All
you, right. You have fun in the tower.
All right.
All right, dear. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Wow. How many of us have done that before? We go after that dragon, girls, because we know how. Oh, my goodness. Evelyn in Arizona.
Hi.
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, what's your question, darling?
Okay. Well, kind of a two question. I'm really stressed out with my job.
Okay.
And I have a court thing this week, and I'm just wondering how either one of them are going to go.
You have a what this week?
A court case I have to go to.
Oh, a court case. Okay.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to turn out okay in my favor.
All right. What are you astrologically?
Libra.
Libra girl. Wow, your job does feel stressful. What went on in the last 3 to 4 weeks at your job? Did something change?
Well, it's kind of been going on for a while, but it seems like it's getting worse.
Yeah, it feels like things really ratcheted up about a month ago. Is that true?
Yep. Okay. Yep. About a month ago, things started.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, I don't know if they're picking on me or what it is.
Well, it feels a little bit like that. There's one person in particular at work. I'm assuming it's a woman, but very, very sharp energy. And I feel like they're in a some sort of an authority position, at least they think they are, mm-hmm. who's really kind of gunning for you right now. Is that fair?
Like wanting me to quit kind of thing?
Well, definitely wanting to make your life a little unhappy.
She's definitely doing that. Oh, yeah. Cutting my hours, giving me rotten shifts.
All right. Okay. So,
And you know what's funny is I'm in management too, but I'm under her.
Yeah. Well, again, she definitely perceives herself as above you, whether it's legitimate or not. She's definitely feeling that. So this is, you're going to really need to do some major league spiritual stuff around this. I mean, huge. You're going to want to do the bless and release prayer that I give out, and I'm going to give it out to you again. You ready? You say this person's name and you say, I bless you and I release you in peace. It's very simple. I bless you and I release you in peace. You don't say it to her, although that might be kind of interesting. But you want to repeat that prayer out loud, preferably when you're driving to work. And you want to say it minimum time, 15 times in a row, minimum.
Okay.
And you can't say it too much. Trust me. You want to bless her and release her. What you bless has to bless you back. Cosmic law. And what you release in peace, you're releasing the energetic cords that are binding you to this woman so that God can get in there and work some magic. You've got to let some air and light into this thing because it really feels extremely tangled. I mean, when I'm tapping into that, I literally am feeling like I can't breathe.
It's just claustrophobic.
So, and I also want you to start asking for specific guidance from God about a new job. I feel like there's...
I have been.
Good. Well, you hang in... Hang in there because the change is coming here relatively quickly. I'm feeling like by the end of August, at the latest, there's going to be an opportunity that presents itself. It may not be your quote unquote ideal job, but my sense is it's going to move you out of where you are currently into a different situation that will lead to something. 2011, there's a whole lot of career stuff that opens up for you. Feels like a very, very wide open door. Actually starting in about February of 2011. So in the interim, my sense is there's going to be an opportunity for you to get out of the energy you're in now, even if that just means the energy changes somehow. But you're going
to I'm looking to transfer to another store.
Perfect. That's probably what this is. Because it feels... That would make sense with what I'm looking at, because it feels more of an in-house thing as opposed to you getting a brand new job somewhere and then in February getting another brand new job. It feels like in February there's a bigger change, so it's you know within the same organization, but probably a different one. So hang in there with that. Do the prayer stuff. Surround that woman with angels, big time. I mean it, like a posse. Okay. Every time you think about her, every time you're around her, she's surrounded with angels. We've got about 2 minutes, so I want to quickly grab onto that court case thing for you.
Okay.
That's been going on a while, yeah.
Well, I have to go. It was 30 days ago, but I have to go this week to it for the court thing.
Okay. So this situation that you're stepping into, it is not going to look like you want it to right now. Okay. So you have to give yourself permission to take what's going to feel like a setback. And this is a major test of faith. You've got to trust that something better's coming out of it. Okay. But it's part of the process. So I want you to I want you to go in there not expecting something horrible, but just go in there knowing that it's probably not going to look like the best case scenario, but it's going to lead to something that's better than you are remotely aware of right now. There's going to be some things that come out of this in the next 6 weeks to 2 months that are going to be better than you had imagined, but they're not in place right now. Okay.
You know, because I'm just floored by this.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it on there, but I'm just,
yeah.
It's a not me thing.
Yeah.
And yet I don't understand, because you were talking to the lady about the husband that passed away. Well, mm-hmm. mine did too. And it's like the pitfalls and the levels of life and the stress and everything that goes on. And you're just trying to get by
just each survive.
Day. You wonder why I keep getting into these pitfalls and actually getting into something like this court thing that was not even me. And it's like, how did this happen to me? What?
Yeah.
It's not something I would have thought of. Or
I know. I know. And sweetheart, we're about to go off air. So what I want to tell you is this is where your connection to God is crucial. Okay, so do the prayer stuff. Let's talk again. I want you to call me in another show, and we'll talk more about this, okay?
Okay, we'll okay. do.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Everybody, thanks for listening. Michelle Morgan, you've been listening to Living on a Prayer.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org.